stop you crying, it's a sign of the times. Welcome to the final show. Hope you're wearing your best clothes.
Harry Styles, who returns to Ireland this Saturday to headline at Slane Castle. It's the first major concert at the iconic County Meath venue since 2019, before the pandemic. Organiser Alex Cunningham, Earl of Mount Charles, said the gig would bring a new generation of fans to the venue.
The buck stops with Dad on who gets to play Slane. And I think we've always liked to push boundaries a little bit. And if you look at our history, we had the Queen of Pop, Madonna. We've had Robbie Williams here. You know, Harry Styles is one of the most exciting artists in the world at the moment, as shown by how quickly this event sold out. So I think it's just another new chapter in the history of Slane, and it's going to bring a new generation of fans to this great venue.
The Earl of Mount Charles. Well, let's talk to our North East correspondent, Laura Hogan, who was at the media briefing this morning and joins us. It's Slane for a new generation, Laura.
Yes, absolutely. And I suppose just to give you an idea of how big a star Harry Styles is, this Love on Tour tour has been running for 22 months, attracting an audience of 1.5 million people around the world. So on Saturday, it's the turn of the Irish fans. More than 80,000 people will descend on the County Meath village of Slane to see Harry Styles in action. And of course, bringing a pop star like Harry Styles here means that the fans this weekend are from a completely different demographic. Those One Direction fans who would have went to see that band in Croke Park around 9 years ago are now the core Harry Styles fan base. So organisers say that the crowd will be mainly in and around the 16 to 18 year old to the 28 years age bracket, and it will also be 90 to 95% female. So for some, it will be their very first concert and possibly their first Slane experience as well. And because of this, the setup has also been a little different in terms of logistics. For instance, there's less alcohol available here in terms of the number of vendors, but there will be more food and soft drink vendors than normal. There'll also be drinking water points around the area to refill reusable water bottles and more information points as well. They are expecting a lot of children here as well with their parents, and there will be wristbands that parents can put their phone numbers on, where their car park is, etc., just to add to that safety level as well. So certainly a lot different to the fan base that we would have seen at Slane over the years. The last time Slane was on, it was 2019 when Metallica played. So completely polar opposites in terms of the fans that we're going to see here on Saturday.
I should think so. Look, they'll have a great weekend, I'm sure. And of course, we should say it's all a sellout at this stage. So if you haven't got your ticket by now, there's really not much hope. Laura, thanks very much indeed for that.